Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Google.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We are teeing up a few questions to ponder as we begin this crazy week. First, what is Mitch McConnell thinking? A congressional leader is supposed to shield their members from tough votes, and there is no one better at that than Mitch McConnell. Will he allow Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to come up for a vote, or will he somehow nudge Kavanaugh out, press President Trump to nominate someone new, and try to get the nominee through in the lame duck?
Number two, will Kavanaugh withdraw? Brett Kavanaugh is a veteran Republican who signed up decades ago for a conservative reimagining of the court. Would he advise a friend in his shoes to stick it out? Would he say that this nomination is hurting the larger cause? And number three, what do the fence sitters say? Does this make it easier for Republican senators Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and even Jeff Flake of Arizona and Bob Corker of Tennessee, to wash their hands of Kavanaugh? Has a no vote become that much easier?
Where is Trump? If there's one thing we know about the president, it's that he hates losing. Does he believe a Kavanaugh withdrawal makes Kavanaugh look like a loser but not impact his standing? If so, Kavanaugh's probably gone. Does he believe Kavanaugh withdrawing would make him a loser? If that's the case, he'll stick by his guy and try to push him through. If there wasn't enough going on with Kavanaugh, siren, 4 days until the government runs out of funding. The House is expected to recess Friday until after the midterms.
Ronan Farrow and Jane Mayer wrote the bombshell New Yorker article detailing a new allegation of sexual misconduct when Kavanaugh was in college. Deborah Ramirez is alleging that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her during a drunken dorm party, thrusting himself in her face and causing her to touch him without consent. The New York Times is reporting that the paper tried to corroborate her story, but could find no one with firsthand knowledge of the incident.
Our colleagues Burgess Everett, Alana Shore, and Natasha Korecki report Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' attorney, is now involved. He told our colleagues he represents a woman with credible information about Kavanaugh and his high school friend Mark Judge, who Dr. Ford alleged was in the room with her and Kavanaugh at the time of the alleged assault.
Meanwhile, Brett Kavanaugh and his team are trying to defend himself from the allegations. They released his calendars from 1982 to the New York Times to try and back up his denial. The calendars do not show a party consistent with Ford's accusations. However, they also don't disprove her allegations. The president so far has not publicly weighed in on the latest Kavanaugh accuser. He tweeted last night about his upcoming meeting with the Japanese prime minister. He will be up in New York for UNGA this week, and the Times is reporting that some aides are nervous he could be overly enthusiastic with U.S. adversaries.
Ed Whalen, the president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center, is taking a leave of absence after posting a Kavanaugh conspiracy theory on social media last week. He offered to resign, Politico's reporting, in light of the Twitter screed, which he has since deleted and apologized for. Our colleague Alex Eisenstadt has a big piece up about how Jared Kushner has been tapped to win over the wealthy Trump skeptics, meeting with some of the party's most powerful donors.
On the investigations front, the Washington Post is reporting that Gregory Craig, Obama White House counsel, is under scrutiny in an offshoot of the Mueller probe on behalf of work he did for the Ukrainian government in 2012. And we've got a first in playbook, a new ad alert, Amy McGrath, a Democrat looking to knock off Kentucky Representative Andy Barr. She has a new Mark Putnam-produced ad where she's in a soccer goal blocking incoming shots. Cheap shots, she says. Most notably, quote, "He keeps saying Nancy Pelosi. She didn't even want me to run. Mr. Barr, I was a registered independent, married a Republican, and you're the one who's doubling the national debt."
The president will be in New York this morning. He will participate in a global call to action on the world drug problem. He'll then leave for Trump Tower and travel to the New York Palace Hotel to hold a bilateral meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Trump will also meet with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and French President Emmanuel Macron. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will participate in a diplomatic reception photo line in the evening. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
With security threats evolving every day, Google's constantly working on solutions to help make everyone safer online. They share their safe browsing technology with other companies to protect over 3 billion devices from phishing and malware, and collaborate with independent security experts to find and fix security vulnerabilities across the internet. You can check out more ways Google's sharing their tech and collaborating with the industry at google.com/security.